Poof. Alright, so for the next 9 minutes, I'm gonna be talking about a paper that I've been working on together with three of my colleagues from D2 Compute and a medical doctor from the industry. The paper is about process mining and agent-based simulation. And to give you an idea of what the whole thing is about, imagine that if you become acutely sick and you need to go to the hospital, you go to the emergency room, and when you go there, you don't know exactly know how long time that it's gonna take before that you get treatment there. And if you speak to the personnel, they might have an idea about it, but it's also gonna be really hard for them to predict where how long time it's gonna take. It's gonna depend on how serious that your case is, and also about of the patients that they have, what else is going on in the department. It's a very complex social system in a sense, so it's difficult for them to make a good prediction. What we're working on here is to help them see how can they make some predictions about how long time things are going to take. So what we try to do is when we use agent-based simulation, because agent-based simulation, you can look into the future on how a situation is going to develop. And the idea of using agent-based is that you can then model the interactions between agents. So you can say, have this nurse, who are they going to interact with? Or the doctors, who are they going to interact with? You can then analyze and you can make predictions about how much of the time is going to be spent on the different interactions. Where can we possibly see some optimizations in the interactions? So if you look at the literature on agent-based simulation and ER, there's actually quite a lot, but a common thing is that when you make simulation models for ER, and It's always made by hand. It's a design model that you use, which is really costly to make, because you have to spend a lot of time thinking about who are the agents in this model, and in this particular ER department, how do they behave? What do the nurses do? What do the doctors do? It's also very subjective in a sense, because you have to ask them about it. They have some ideas about what they do. We will try to combine the idea of agent-based simulation with process mining. So what we will try to do is take some of the data that we can get from a hospital and then elicit these agents, so you can actually, with less subjective influence, create an agent-based simulation. And then also you can more easily do it, because you then don't have to do it from scratch. You might still have to do something, but it's less than creating the whole thing from scratch. Our approach to doing all of this is to set up an agent elicitation pipeline, which starts from the organization that has the data. And from the, in this organization, the pipeline starts by identifying the data. So you have to understand what data is available, both from the health the hospital information systems, and also what is otherwise available if they don't already collect it. And because there might be some of this data that we need for an agent-based model that is not available at hand. For example, how much time do nurses and doctors spend talking with each other when they consult each other? We can collect it using other methods. We could use paper forms, which is what we're trying to do here. Of course, that means that we won't collect a big amount of data, so it won't be statistically significant. But what we can do is that we can use it to show kind of proof of concept of the whole idea. And then also there's all the clinical data about the patients, which can be extracted from hospital information systems. And then we make a hybrid event log, which contains both this collected data and also the extracted data. and we use these event logs to mine graphs and process models, which can then later be translated into an agent-based organization model, agent organization constraints. And then these agent organization constraints can then be used for agent-based simulation. And from there you can then do this whole prediction work and see where, if you have this, if you have this expectation about how many of each type of patients come in, and you have this model of how the department works and how the agents in the department work, how will the situation develop over time. And just to give you an idea of what sort of how these agent organization constraints look like, we've done some work on the this process mining analysis. So we created a handover work graph, which shows how the different actors hand over the events, the activities between each other. So we have edges and nodes, and the nodes are the actors, and the edges show then if they perform subsequent events next to each other, and we can see how the dependencies between roles are. And also we have the similar task graph. The similar task graph shows us how some of the agents share capabilities, so they're able to, if they're close, if they have edges between each other, then they're able to do some of the same things, and then they're able to solve some of the same problems, and then see what capabilities they have there indirectly. We also have a swim lane analysis module that can show, that can make these activity clusters. So if you have a process model, then you can separate cluster the activities in this model, which then says that the activities in this cluster is taken care of by this role. Now and when we translate these graphs into formal agent organizations constraints, we have different models for that. And most of the work that we've done in this paper is focused on just creating the event logs themselves, because getting the event logs to begin with is a big challenge, especially because that the hospital is not set up for doing this. So creating the paper forms for doing this, and investigating to which extent that we can actually extract data, and how we create event logs that can then actually then be used to make these agent organization constraints, that's what we've been dealing with in this paper. One of the things that we've done here, which is pretty significant, is how we deal with the limitation. And in a typical event log, you have only one resource that is used in an event. But in an ER, it's very typical that you have teams of resources that work together. And so we try to deal with this with the existing methods by creating labeling schemes, so that we can have a whole team represented, like a set of agents representing as a team, using a label that we can then recover the individual roles involved afterwards. Hopefully later on we can then actually then do this translation into agent organization constraints. That will be future work. We just created the output of the process mining methods. So the next step would then be to both scale this up with more data, and also to actually work on the translation into agent organization constraints, which you can then later simulate and look at how well can we actually predict these bottlenecks that can arise. Yep, so that's it. Thank you for listening. And that's it for my podcast here. Have a nice day.